on Friday, whenever my son came home from school, after getting a haircut on Thursday, which I approved of, he got into the car and he said that he had been put into isolation all day away from his friends due to his haircut because it wasn't the image that the school wanted to portray in the public.
What does isolation mean?
Isolation means that the kids are taken away from their school year. They're put in a separate classroom. And on Friday, there were three other boys with Henry. They are sent their schoolwork that they have to complete. And there is a teacher that is meant to be there to supervise them. They are not allowed to communicate with their friends, or they are not allowed to have break time with them or lunchtime with them. They actually go on a different dinner time so that they're not with their friends.
So a kind of disciplinary detention.
Yes. They're taken away. They're taken out of their daily routine in school.
Well, we'd better describe the haircut. How does Henry look at the minute?
Whenever I saw it, he initially came home from the barbers and went, "Mummy, it's quite short." And I went, "No, sweetheart, it's fine." He does get his hair cut shorter during school holidays, but I don't allow him to get it cut too short for school because we respect the laws or the rules that the school enforce. So his hair, in my opinion, was not disrespectful or unappropriate or inappropriate to be at school. So he has it, as a lot of people have described, short back and sides.
It's a bit shaven at the sides. He's got quite a mop of hair. I'm looking at the picture you posted. He's
yes.
got quite a mop of hair at the top, doesn't he? Is that a side shade? It's kind of coming down.
I think that's the technical term,
over,
yes.
Technically a side shade. Coming over his eyebrow. I mean, my first impression is that there seems to be a fair bit of hair there.
There is. And actually, the really funny thing is, during the summer, Henry grew his hair out, so it was longer at the front. And his first day back at school, he was told to cut his hair, which he did do. So he has followed the guidelines. And to be now isolated for a hairstyle that doesn't look untidy, it's clean, it's neat, and to be penalised for looking like how he wants to look like is wrong.
When you say there's a code of conduct, does it go into much detail around haircuts?
I am actually meeting with the school because I want to get the finer details of that.
What does everybody else make of this? I mean, obviously you've been talking to the parents, I'm sure.
I have. I'm really surprised because initially I thought, you know, initially whenever Henry came home, and it was on Monday whenever he was so annoyed with spending another day in isolation, and it was the thought that he had to go in on Tuesday as well and spend a further day in isolation, I could see that it was affecting him. And I thought, no, I'm really not happy here. So before I went to the school, I thought, right, I need to make sure I'm not overreacting here, being the protective mummy that I am. So I asked Henry, I says, can I ask the opinion of my friends? And I put the photograph up on Facebook, just thinking that a couple of my friends would say, Sandra, no, his hair's not too short. Or even for some people to say, yes, Sandra's hair is a little bit too short. But I have been overwhelmed by the response by people. And, you know, as one parent said, you know, they should be delighted that Henry is an example of his school and he sets a really good image. His uniform is impeccable.
Well, to be honest, it just looks like an ordinary kid's haircut.
Exactly.
That's all I can say. I mean, there
is
a picture. We're tweeting the picture so that people can make up their own judgments about this. What about the school? Have they been in touch?
No, they haven't contacted me. So I rang them this morning. I was away yesterday, so I couldn't make an appointment yesterday with them. So I rang them this morning and I have an appointment with them to discuss this. I want to see their policy. I want to understand their reasoning for putting a child into isolation. I want to see what their thoughts are on the effect that this can have on a child. And as I said in my video that I put out last night, if a group of children isolated a child for how they looked, there would be uproar, that they would be accused of bullying. And to me, it's not appropriate behaviour to take my child out of his education, to not let me know that this has happened. The only reason I know that this has happened is because I have such a good relationship with my son, and that he isn't being taught, and he is in one of his GCSE years, and he is being sent to work to just get on with and is missing out on valuable school time. And I don't think that's appropriate.
Has he had a good experience of the school up until this point?
it's okay. Yeah. he goes to school. He does what he has to do. He is a good child. And as everybody says, Henry is a good child.
But no disciplinary issues in the past.
None whatsoever.
Like, so a good kid.
He is a good kid. A really good kid. I'm very proud of him. He doesn't like hassle. He's a bit embarrassed about the impact that this has had. I did ask him if he was okay that I came and to do this interview. And he said, yes, Mummy, it hopefully will help.
Well, it looks like his haircut's about to go viral.
I know, it's a bit scary, isn't it? Never did I think that whenever I put that photograph up that something like this would happen. But it's very interesting to see how other parents think. And it doesn't seem to be an isolated case. And children shouldn't be penalised for having a haircut that they want. Like, it's not disrespectful. And children should, they're developing their own personalities at this stage. So they're trying to put a cap on it for the image of the school.
What's the school's policy with this isolation approach? Are they hoping that the hair will grow back day by day as he's in isolation? What's the point of that?
Well, that's the thing. They're kept in isolation until they are deemed appropriate to get back into mainstream school.
Until the hair grows back?
Yes. He was meant to be in isolation yesterday, but whenever he arrived in, he was told he had to report to the teacher that put him into isolation. And whenever he went in, he was told that he wasn't in isolation. Had he been in isolation, I would have been straight up to the school and I would have taken him out for the day. Because I don't think he should go through that. And then I also asked him, was any other child in isolation? And he told me no. And they were all told that they would have been in on the Tuesday as well. I would like to understand their reasoning behind this policy.
And you'd accept that there are good reasons to have, for example, haircut policies at schools?
Oh, definitely. And like as I said, I'm a strict parent. You know, I expect my children to abide by rules.
And they have a uniform policy.
And they have a uniform.
And he's abiding by the uniform policy.
100%. He is impeccable whenever he goes out. He's renowned for how neat and tidy he looks.
Are you sorry you didn't get in touch with the school a bit sooner?
Yes, but I thought, right, with the hairstyle, he had weekend growth. He went back in Monday. And it's not that I regret that he didn't. I wish he'd text me to say, Mummy, they've put me in isolation again. Because then I would have been up to the school on Monday morning and go, listen, can you please explain this to me? I don't feel this is appropriate punishment because of a haircut.
But things got back to normal yesterday, on Tuesday.
Yes.
School was happy enough that he'd grown 3 or 4 days of new follicles.
Well, it's either that or they didn't like the social media coverage.
You think that might be it?
I have a funny feeling.
What makes you think that this is much more common than...
I have been messaged by a lot of parents and some of the girls that are at the school as well to say that they are really disappointed and horrified at how hard these policies are coming down on the boys.